there are very important parts of yourself that you always want to keep safe. And you are not trained to be vigilant about those parts of yourself. You are trained to the people-pleasing. You are trained to the how do I look the way I should look to other people. You have a lot of training in that, but part of the training that ideally you would have gotten is the part that says there are very precious parts of you, and those parts need your protection, and they need you to be aware about them, and they need you to be loving and discerning about them. It is when we are in that place where we feel it is our responsibility to make it right for everyone, we can guarantee you that when you are in that place, there are places inside of you that you are not taking care of. And we will talk about this for just a moment. You see, let us say the part of you that knows, not only that knows, but has opinions. Now, opinions themselves are not bad. They're not bad unless they are being projected onto other people, or unless you are needing someone else to join you in your opinion. Opinions are quite wonderful things because they let you know what you see, what you are taking in, and how you feel about it. And that is quite a wonderful thing. So then how do we neglect that part of ourselves? We know you are all familiar with the story of the emperor's new clothes. This is the story of when this happens in the wrong way on a very large scale. So here we have probably a chunky naked man and thousands of people saying how beautiful are his clothes, because they have been told that really discerning people can see these beautiful clothes, and they all bought into it, every single one of them. And so this is how it happens. An idea comes out, and you find that you put your own opinions down in order to join the opinions of the people around you. And when you do that, you are deserting a part of you that knows how you feel about something, knows how you react to something, and it is in, and you are encouraged to say, no, actually, that was a wonderful piece of music, when in point of fact you may not have liked it at all. Now here is the discernment. When you are in a group of people, for instance, even if it's large or small, and they are saying, is that not the most wonderful music you ever heard? And you didn't like the music. Don't give up your right not to like the music. Don't give that up. That's a part of who you are and how you react. Now, you do not have to express the opinion that you have. And there are many, many wonderful phrases that you are all familiar with. You can say, I never heard anything quite like that. That is a great one if you need to get out of something. Because if you didn't like it, you probably never did hear anything quite like that. Or you can say, well, I can see how you enjoyed that. That is wonderful. There are so many ways you can do it without betraying your own opinion. You do not have to necessarily say what your opinion is. If someone is in that place where they are loving this and they want you to love it too, you also don't have to love it too. So here's one of the places where you calm yourself You take a deep breath, you choose the right phrase, and no harm is done. But in the no harm is done, no harm is done to you either. There, we see in your humor, and we understand how this happens, where someone is invited to someone's house and they serve a dessert that is really awful. And you say, in order to be polite and support, oh, this is wonderful rhubarb pie, simply wonderful. And the problem with that, every time you see this person again, they're going to serve you rhubarb pie. Now, there is an example of where you can actually do damage to yourself by going along with whatever you think someone wants to hear. You can say, it's so tangy and sweet, but you don't have to say, I love it and I can hardly wait for it again. Because if you say that, you will get it again. Now, we're giving you very common sense things here, but this has some deeper applications, much deeper applications as well. When we give up the pretending and make a place in us for what is true, and we operate our lives from our knowledge of what is true, we are doing a truly spiritual thing. We are not making war, because you do not need to make war. But on the other hand, you do not need to put frosting on a bad cake. You do not need to do that either. We want to find the place of truth and become restful in it, so that we know what is true for us. We will say something usually neutral, something that does not hurt, but you do not pretend to join a club you do not want to belong to. You do not pretend to be excited about something that you do not find exciting. All of this is a part of what we are doing to restore the place in us that is truth, that is truthful, that is true, and we can allow ourselves then to know everything and not to be afraid. And the more we can do that, the more authentic we become. Now, is there ever a situation where we would be forced into a situation where someone says, now tell me truly, do you like this dress? Once again, if you need to say something, you can find something that will not be harmful. For instance, you can say, I see that you love this dress and I bet you will look great in it. Why don't you try it on? This dress is not the kind of dress that draws me, but it draws you. Try it on. You see, there are many ways to be a thoughtful person, but still not to get caught in feeling the need to push out energy that really should be kept for you, should be kept inside of you. And this is tricky in the world, and we understand that, because the more you work with people, there are always going to be people who want consensus. And the thing, consensus is lovely when it is real, when it is natural, but do not force yourself into consensus when the truth in you is saying, no, that is not exciting to me, that is not appealing to me. You get to be you with all of your feelings and all of your expressions, but that does not mean that you need to go to war. You do not need to go to war. So we will take this rather tricky lesson and speak a bit about it together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open the crown and let the golden light of the universe flow into your body. The light that knows you, loves you, heals you, makes you strong, and supports you. And let that energy flow all through your body, touching the chakra points, bringing them to life, and nourishing and healing everything else in your body. Move your attention into your heart center and look at your beautiful garden, all that you've planted, all that you've nourished, the place in you where you can rest and where you can be peaceful and safe, and see the beauty of it. Find the place where water flows and drink from that water to nourish, to heal, and feel yourself becoming more yourself, but yourself nourished, yourself loved, yourself strong. And look around and see that there is a path that is illuminated, and it is a path that calls you, and you walk to that path, and the path takes you and begins to move you upward. The air is full of blessings. Everything you breathe goes into your body and becomes a blessing to you. And everything around you becomes a field that calls blessing to you as you walk on your path. As the path moves you upward, find that you come to a place of wholeness, a place where you know who you are, and you know that it is enough, and more than enough. And stand in the energy of wholeness, and let that energy move to any place that may have been doubtful, or may have been damaged, or may be afraid. Let wholeness fill you, and your knowledge that you are whole. Become aware that your teachers are with you, and feel them around you, and know that you are never walking alone. Always the universe is sending you the support, the wisdom, the protection that you need. And step back on the path. And let the path lead you upward. And come to the place of inspiration. And feel the energy of inspiration all around you. And let that energy of inspiration feed your center. Make who you truly are light and alive and full of creative, loving energy. And when you walk on the path, let that inspiration walk with you, so that where there is light for you, where there is good for you, that light of inspiration will show that to you so that you can embrace it. Come back on the path. Let the path move you up to the place of the gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the mountain. Full and rich and secure. And come back to your heart center. And breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.